Hi. So if you want to just start about telling us a little bit about yourself.
I'd be delighted. Thanks for having me. I'm Shannon Hagedorn. I'm one of the Notre Dame alumni in St. Louis, and I'm excited to be here today. I graduated in 2015 with majors in management consulting and psychology, and I was part of the Glenn Family program for the minor. And after graduating, I went on to Penn State for my master's in education and then went back to Notre Dame. And worked as a learning specialist with academic services for student athletes. And then I moved to New York and did management consulting there with KPMG for a year. And then have been in St. Louis for the last year and a little bit working at WashU as a career coach. So I'm originally from California, but have loved the Midwest and now call that home.
Awesome. I love it. If you want to start with just maybe talking about your Notre Dame experience in particular, maybe like how you found your major, what interested you in that, maybe some of your favorite classes, clubs, things along those lines.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I came in as a biochemistry major in high school. I loved biology. AP Bio was my favorite class. And everybody was like, well, if you're going to major in biology, you should really major in biochemistry. I was like, sure, why not? But I found out that that was not actually how it works. And I changed my major 5 times. So I was a regular in the career center and the academic advising. So eventually I settled on management consulting and psychology. The way that I kind of found those was, I started with the career center. So first semester freshman year, I went into the career center and did the MBTI and love all of the resources that they have there. And so I was talking through kind of what would be a good fit. Picked business at large and psychology because those were kind of aligned. I mean, if you love the MBTI, it's probably a good thing to study psychology. But then in business, I didn't really know what I wanted. So I thought that I love checking things off of lists and creating lists. So I thought accounting would be a good fit. But I did the leadership development programs after sophomore year. And I was like, actually, people are making accounting jokes. And I don't really find those super funny. So I changed my major to management. At the time, I was also doing research with the management department and loving that. So I changed my major. I was a little concerned that it would be two of the same with management consulting and psych, but they actually complemented each other really well. And I was super involved. I had roles on campus in the Writing Center, which I absolutely loved. And then especially working with student athletes in study hall as a component of the Writing Center, and then became a TA for the tutorial class in that as well. And then because I loved the Career Center so much, and I lived in PDub, that was just a stone's throw from the Career Center when it was in Flanner. I was a career counseling intern and loved doing drop-ins there. So I think that those are probably like the main things that I did. Senior year, I eventually did Brockabouts because I figured I couldn't graduate without doing that. When I had shadowed my host in high school, her roommate had been doing Brockabouts, and she was like super excited and super cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm ever gonna do that. And then as it came around, I was like, well, actually, I'm gonna jump in too. So that was fun. And I think that to this day, that's still one of my like fun facts that people don't expect. So.
I love it. It sounds so awesome. How involved you were. I'm getting inspired.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how your major and like that whole development kind of led to the career path you chose?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. So as I was starting to kind of figure it out, I think the most natural way that you go is consulting, if you're majoring in consulting. The more that I was loving my work in the Career Center and the Writing Center, I was asking, like, what is the full-time equivalent? Not realizing that the folks that I was asking had a full-time job doing the same thing. So they're like, yeah, this is a real job. Get a master's in. So that's what I did. And at Penn State, I worked in the Career Center, which was my graduate assistantship, so that paid for grad school, which was awesome. I got more experience doing some coordinating and programming there. But so that was kind of how that all worked out. And then coming back to Notre Dame after grad school was great because I could kind of come back into a role that was my absolute dream job. And so as I was kind of feeling out those things and starting to get a sense of things, I love Notre Dame more than a reasonable person probably should. But figured and got a lot of kind of advice to check out other things and go to a big city. And so that's where I visited a friend from grad school in New York in March, my second year working at Notre Dame. And I was like, oh man, like there's just so much life and energy. So I tried to find the equivalent in the corporate space, which was what led me to change management consulting. So I was working with organizations and trying to help them through their transformations, which is kind of like the bigger scale of working with student athletes in getting adjusted to college. And so that was that, but I realized that I really did miss the university environment and I missed the Midwest and kind of a little bit of a slower pace that I felt like I went kind of 0 to 100 from South Bend to New York, but I'm more of like a 75, 80. And St. Louis felt like a 75, 80 and a better fit for me. So that's kind of how those things all led to where I am now.
I love it. I love the whole move around and getting to find what's right for you.
Yeah.
Could you just give us maybe like a more brief overview of your industry, kind of in general, and like other things that you maybe could have pursued and what you chose?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And I think that it's as, you know, folks are exploring, I think that especially in college, you think that like your first thing is your forever thing, or you're like, oh man, I'm gonna be in here for a while. And I have obviously changed. I changed states a few times within the past 5 years. So I would say that that's part of my role now as a career coach and specifically working with college students as they're trying to figure it out to say, like, yeah, you can think that it's going in one direction, but there's a lot out there. And I would say that one of the other things too is that priorities change. So like what you're looking for at different points in time look different, and what you're thinking about and what you want to explore and what you want to grow and develop and the skills that you're looking to obtain slightly shift as you're going through them, and you're like, I thought that was going to be interesting. Maybe that's not the total fit for me. So I think where I am now, higher education as a whole is an interesting space and has a lot of room for evolution coming up here. I think even, you know, as we're looking at like what does it mean to be on campus in the future, and how does online learning play into that, and how do the hybrid models kind of play in? I think that it's a really exciting space. I think that there's so much potential. I also love organizations. I love like the impact and like to think about what businesses are doing and how they're moving. I love thinking about leadership and teams. So I think that that's kind of where right now I sit as a career coach in the business school at WashU. And so it's kind of an interesting little kind of sphere where, you know, my hope is that I get to have some of these conversations and help fi folks find a good fit for them, but then also give them the freedom to discern and give them the tools that they can discern. I think that that's one of the greatest things that I got from Notre Dame, is feeling comfortable doing that and changing directions, and the support of, you know, the Notre Dame alumni community at large, and how they're so willing to help you in your in those transitions. It's always been kind of a great step and a great resource for me to fall back on as well.
I love that. That's so awesome. I think that exploration is such a great piece of advice for any current student, especially myself. I have to take that in.
Yeah, explore, explore, explore.
kind of on the topic of like you're talking a lot about the your favorite things, the most exciting things about your job. Can you give us maybe just like a day in the life and like some of the highlights, things you look forward to most?
Yeah, for sure. So my day is basically starting and stopping video calls right now. So
Yes.
every hour is basically another student. And so I start, and like what we talk about can range from resume reviews, which are probably my personal favorite, to mock interviews, cover letters, to assessing values and interests and identifying new career options or jobs or evaluating those, which definitely falls into another realm of my favorite things. I love the conversations where you can kind of get into it and really chat with somebody about what matters most to them and where they see themselves and kind of help them unlock something that they didn't think was possible or that they're like, oh my God, I had no idea that existed. So that's really fun. I think in a normal day, or I guess like 2019 and earlier, I think what I loved most is like sitting down with somebody. I love that in-person component. But it's fun in the virtual world too. And I think that that's definitely like one of the highlights is that connection that you feel and seeing people get the job that they want and be excited about that first step is so rewarding. So.
Oh, I love that. Just to kind of wrap us up here, is there any other advice you'd give to maybe your former self or a piece of advice that you received that you would want to share to other students?
Recently I even told my dad that I remembered a piece of advice that he gave me my second semester senior year. And that was when you need a guide, there will be one. And I think it's super helpful, especially for folks that might fall into the same category as me and like to check things off of a list. And you're like, this is my plan, and I'm executing my plan, and nobody's gonna change my plan.
Yes, I totally can see that.
Things don't always go according to plan, and so I think knowing and thoughtfully reflecting when things aren't necessarily going as you expected them to go, or maybe they are, and you're like, I was looking for something different. To be mindful of those moments and to be okay with changing and kind of deviating from the plan that you thought. So if you had told me that this is where I would be in 5 years, I guess I probably could have made the leap. But if you had told me like all the things that had gone between then and now, I'd be like, haha, that's a good one. Try somebody else. So I think being flexible and open to those and just embracing kind of the winding road a little bit that we're all exploring and the evolution is part of the joy of it.
I absolutely love that. Looking forward to that in the future.
Yay!
Is there anything else you'd like to share or any other key things?
I think if there's anybody that wants to chat, I'm happy to as you're exploring your career path. So
Thank you so much for your time then.
yeah, thanks so much.